This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the increase in the minimum support prices, MSP, for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26 to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
CACP ki report par 2025-26 ke Kharif marketing season ke liye aaj cabinet mein MSP approve hua hai. टोटल अमाउंट इसका 2,07,000 करोड़ के आसपास का एस्टिमेट किया गया है और प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है किसानों को उनकी कॉस्ट के ऊपर 50% मिनिमम मार्जिन मिले उसका ध्यान रखा गया है तो जितने भी क्रॉप्स हैं हरेक क्रॉप के लिए कॉस्ट प्लस 50% इस चीज का ध्यान रखा गया है.
The highest absolute increase in MSP over the previous year has been recommended for Niger seed at 820 rupees per quintal, followed by ragi at 596 per quintal, cotton at 589 rupees per quintal. Union Cabinet has also approved continuation of modified interest subvention scheme for financial year 2025-26 with existing 1.5% interest subvention. The government has approved 15,642 crore rupees. Modified Interest Subvention Scheme is a central sector scheme aimed at ensuring the availability of short-term credit to farmers at an affordable interest rate through Kisan Credit Card. The government has issued a gazette notification for rules under Inter-Services Organizations Command Control and Discipline Act 2023 for enabling greater jointness and command efficiency in armed forces. The Ministry of Defense in a statement informed that the step aims to bolster effective command, control and efficient functioning of inter-services organizations and strengthen jointness among the armed forces. In Punjab, the civil defense mock drill has been postponed to June 3rd, as the exercise was to take place from tomorrow in the districts bordering Pakistan in the states of Gujarat, Rajasthan, Jammu and Kashmir. In Punjab, it will now be conducted on June 3rd at 7:30 p.m. According to Director General of Civil Defense, Punjab, Sanjeev Kalra, the decision has been taken in view of the ongoing training course of the civil defense staff by the NDRF. He said the change in date has also been communicated to the center. Senior Shiromani Akali Dal leader and former Union Minister Sukhdev Singh Dhinsa has passed away today following age-related health issues. He was 89. He was Lok Sabha MP from Sangrur from the Shiromani Akali Dal. Mr. Dhinsa was the Union Minister of Sports, Chemicals and Fertilizers in Atal Bihari Vajpayee government. Leaders from across the political parties have condoled his demise. As part of India's global diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor, an all-party parliamentary delegation visited multiple countries to garner international support against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. In Jakarta, a delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha received strong backing from the Indonesian government, which condemned terrorism and supported India's zero-tolerance policy. Another delegation, headed by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, reached Rome to convey India's firm and united stance against terrorism. In Panama, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, leading the delegation, met with Panama Assembly President Dana Castaneda and reiterated that while India seeks peace, terrorist acts must not go unpunished. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasad today inaugurated the new unified headquarters of the Quality Council of India QCI at the World Trade Center in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also hailed the inauguration of the new premises of QCI in a message. He wrote that the QCI plays a key role in promoting and implementing quality standards across vital sectors such as education, healthcare, environment, governance, infrastructure and other areas that have a positive impact on people. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.